This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An escaped Texas inmate has been killed in a shootout with police after allegedly killing a family of five in Centerville, Texas, between Dallas and Houston. The suspect was killed in Jordanton, Texas, a 45-minute drive south of San Antonio.
After a short chase and a crash, Gonzalo Lopez exited the Chevy Silverado with a firearm and engaged law enforcement officers who engaged back and ultimately killed Lopez.
Jason Clark with the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. 46-year-old Lopez escaped a prison transport bus last month. Walmart is opening four new distribution centers that will create 4,000 jobs. The retail giant says the locations will be in Joliet, Illinois, McCordsville, Indiana, Lancaster, Texas, and Greencastle, Pennsylvania. They'll be ready to go within the next couple of years. The pay? Up to $28 an hour. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A deranged gunman with a rifle and a handgun who killed four people at an Oklahoma medical building targeted a doctor who previously operated on him. The gunman, identified as 45-year-old Michael Lewis, called the doctor several times after the surgery to complain of pain and sought additional treatment. The Biden administration is being scrutinized for allowing the baby formula shortage to go on this long without any positive results.
The FDA's response to a recall at a baby formula facility in Michigan will be the subject of a new investigation. The Department of Health and Human Services confirming the probe regarding the Abbott Nutrition plant in the southern part of the state. The probe will focus on the FDA's actions before the recall in February. That includes policies when it comes to facility inspections. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR racing is in Madison, Illinois this weekend. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Don't forget to stargaze this weekend. You will see the start of a rare five-planet alignment in the night sky. The five planets of Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn will align in planetary order. The last time this happened was December of 2004. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon is warning America, brace for impact. A financial demise could be right around the corner.
It's a hurricane. Right now it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. You know, everyone thinks that the Fed can handle this. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way. We just don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy or Andrew or something like that. And you better brace yourself.
Inflation and financial expert Steve Forbes on Newsmax Overnight weighs in.
Point out there are two kinds of inflation. Monetary, that comes when the Fed prints too much money. And non-monetary, when you get a situation like you shut down economies, disrupt supply chains, create shortages, and the prices go up. The Biden administration is doing that now, as you know, in a number of areas, including energy. If the Biden administration just would back off and the Federal Reserve would just keep the dollar stable, is the Federal Reserve believes the only way they can fight inflation is by slowing the economy down and perhaps having a recession. So when Joe Biden talks about transition, that's code for get ready for hard times.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go for all the information and our total archive, our complete archive of these great interviews with guests like, Liz Peek and Roy Murdoch on and on. Of course, John Fleetwood, who's going to be joining us here in just a second as well. He's a managing editor for American Faith. And quite interesting, John writes about J.P. Morgan's CEO, Jamie Dimon, in the news, of course, talking about the pending economic hurricane that is heading our way. As to its severity, as Liz pointed out, we don't know, but we sense something is arising here. But the other thing that's quite interesting that people are not saying much about, and that is his defense of the World Economic Forum's stakeholder capitalism. I mean, John, I got to bring you on here right now because the question right off the bat here is, it is amazing to me how the elite oligarchs think that somehow they can control billions of people. I mean, our founding fathers knew that wasn't possible. And because when you look back in history, it required an oppressive form of government to control the people, and you had to do it by might. Might made right. And that is ungodly. And our founding father says, no, what we're going to do is let right be the might. And if we're right, according to God, it will go well for everybody. Posterity will expand. Poverty will be lessened. Creativity will expand. And then look what happened in 245 years of American history. When we did it God's way, it has gone well for us. When we fall and surrender our liberties and subordinate them to a ruling elite, you have the 21st century America that we have today, right?
100%. I was blown away, Bill. By the way, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me on. I was blown away when I saw this story about J.P. Morgan and their CEO, Jamie Dimon, talking about stakeholder capitalism. I was blown away because I'm reading Forbes, and Forbes is like one of the top business journals. That's what they write about, is business. Mm-hmm. And you think they would understand the economy and everything big that's going on with the economy right now, and their journalists and their writers would be able to explain it really well. Well, I'm reading this article from Forbes that was published yesterday, and they conflated, meaning they confused, they mixed up stakeholder capitalism with shareholder capitalism. And, you know, they linked back to a Financial Times piece that they got their information from, where they were getting this dialogue about this J.P. Morgan Dimon and what he was saying. Mm-hmm. And they got it right. But Forbes, a business magazine, got the biggest economic policy that's going on right now underneath everybody's nose. Forbes got it wrong.
And amazing.
Everybody who's taught, so they didn't know the difference. And we should understand the difference because it's the biggest thing happening in the economy right now, because stakeholder capitalism, even though it's got the term capitalism in it, the inventor of stakeholder capitalism, Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum, invented it back in 1971. So it wasn't that long ago, but I mean, it was, okay, 1971. And he says, he writes, Klaus Schwab, the inventor of this term, stakeholder capitalism, that we need a reset. This is part of the Great Reset. We need a reset of capitalism. So stakeholder capitalism, even though it's got the name in it, capitalism, it has nothing to do with classic, Americana capitalism, you know, the kind
exactly.
of capitalism that over the last century has lifted all these people out of poverty. It's the best man-made thing. It's the biggest blessing that's man-made, that's really based on just free trade, which is really, you're kind of getting close to theology there, that we respect one another. You do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is a Christian concept. So that's really what free market capitalism is.
Like that's an anathema, John. I mean, God said very clearly back at Cain, thousands of years ago, if you do right, will it not go well for you? What did God mean by right when he said, if you do right? I mean, it's pretty academic. It's if you do that which is righteous, which is holy. And when you think about something that's righteous and holy, that's win-win. It reflects the glory of God and his intent for all his creation. And how arrogant of man to think like they do in the Beltway, is that you got to have the elites. You got to have these brilliant people like Joe Biden, who's so confused that thinks that, wants us to believe that, he was a candidate for the Naval Academy, and his story doesn't even square up. And then when you oh, my goodness, this White House spokesperson, I feel sorry for her. I mean, she is so far, over her head in this whole deal. She can't keep up with the deception. I mean, it's so sad. And, I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, the thing about this is everyone, even Glenn Beck, who I love, who talks about the Great Reset, when he did his angle on this J.P. Morgan, on Jamie Dimon, their CEO, what he was saying, he brought it up in the context of the economy. And, Jamie Dimon, he sees a hurricane up ahead. And it's like, of course they do. Who doesn't see a hurricane up ahead? Even Janet Yellen had to come out and say, the head of the Fed.
Oops.
She had to come out and say, we've misread this. So everybody understands that. But what's the real story here? The real story here is J.P. Morgan, CEO, one of the biggest banks in the world, is defending Klaus Schwab's stakeholder capitalism. And Schwab says this: the ultimate purpose of stakeholder capitalism is to coordinate the actions of every major international company across every industry to work toward a common future in alignment with, for example, he lists the Paris Climate Agreement, the United Nations Sustainable Development Agenda, and environmental, social, and governance ratings, ESG. So stakeholder capitalism, it opposes current model of capitalism, which Schwab actually admits has already made, quote, hundreds of millions of people around the world prosperous, and profit-seeking companies have unlocked new markets and create new jobs. Now, why is it bad that J.P. Morgan, the head of the biggest bank, is promoting stakeholder capitalism? Here's why. Because here's what the World Economic Forum, what they imagine the societies of tomorrow will look like after their stakeholder capitalism, which is not real capitalism, has taken over in the world. Because remember, they want it globally because they're globalists. They predict, the World Economic Forum says, after this stakeholder capitalism takes hold, that by the year 2030, we will own nothing. And you will be happy that the United States won't be the world's leading superpower, and that we will eat much less meat. And instead of meat, they say, quote, this is a direct quote from the World Economic Forum that J.P. Morgan is pushing, we'll soon be voluntarily crunching on insects. Did you hear me? Insects. This World Economic Forum controlling globalism right now, which is really controlling all of politics in the world right now. They want to set up globalism. They want world control, want us to not eat meat, but eat bugs in their own writing. You can't make this up, Bill.
Okay, so tell me that Klaus Schwab's going to have a plate of bugs on his dining table.
Yeah, right.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you know how that works out. Yeah, I mean, this whole idea of stakeholder capitalism, it's, again, this is all part of the word salad. that elites throw out there. It's kind of like democratic socialists, right? What we hear is Democrat. We don't hear socialist.
That's right. And it's globalism. That's what we're up against, Bill. People who love America and want to keep America, they've got to be against this stuff. We got to wake up.
Well, it's a war on our liberty. And who's the light of liberty but America? We've got more from John after this. Stay with us.
Extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Yeah, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America, this is where we are right now. You got to stand your ground. You stand your ground for freedom. Because, you know, as John Fleetwood, the managing editor for American Faith, as he was just saying, is that Look, at America is the crown jewel for the globalists. We are the one standing in the way. And look what America has done historically, John, for the world. America has lifted the boats of the world. And we saw a clear delineation of it in the last 2.5 years under COVID. John Tamney's got a new book out that is quite enlightening. It's titled When Politicians Panicked. And when politicians panicked over COVID, and this was on both sides, it was equal opportunity. It wasn't like, you know, Trump got it all right and, you know, it was all wrong under Biden. There was plenty of wrong that spread throughout the political class. And what they did when they panicked is they limited and stole our liberties away from us. And in that process of doing it, they actually messed up the whole deal, and they made it much worse than expected. I mean, Donald Trump did say something that was quite provocative and very honest, and he said, do not let the cure be worse than the disease. And unfortunately, we did. You know, the political process, it created more problems, the lockdowns and things that, you know, where normally people would experience, you know, any kind of, whether it's a flu bug or whatever, in the open market, you know, people do certain things that they do naturally. They don't need to be told. I mean, you know, some people who are, you know, fearful of a bug, you know, they're going to, you know, they're going to self-administer some restriction and lockdown. I mean, there was some good advice along the way, you know, up your game about washing hands and social distance and that. But when it started impeding on our liberties, it really squashed the benefit of us understanding what was going on. Because when you consider the other nations that had the respect of their citizens and respect of their citizens to manage this process, they're big boys and girls, they're adults. We've gone through this kind of stuff before. Look at the effect of COVID on them and what they learned in the process. We dumbed ourselves down. We ended up you know, giving away a lot of money, wasting a lot of money, and, you know, forget about all the other government plans and everything that we went through and everything. But just in terms of human ingenuity and experience, it was thrown out the door. John, you know, I mean, you know, and this is what John Tamney was explaining last night to everybody, is that in the spectrum of the experience of COVID, you had people who were very nervous, and they were the ones that, you know, wearing a mask, wearing three masks and doing, that's fine. You know, we need them. They're part of the grand experiment, right? Just as much as we need the other person that says, hey, look at, you know, I go out there, I saw my shadow, I'm hanging with people, I'm not getting infected. Or if I get infected, it's mine. We need that input as well, so you can put it all together to realize, right, you know, what can happen. Because at the end of the day, when you look at the numbers, you know, the CDC said maybe about 3% of the people actually died of COVID only. The other people died because of comorbidities, right? So when you look at the 3% number, that's like a mild flu impact. I mean, because we were experiencing flu deaths somewhere around 60,000 people, right? And so now at, 3%, you know, we're up to 1 million. So now you're talking, what, 30,000 people died of COVID only. And these numbers are so compromised, you don't know what to really believe in. But because liberty was squashed, knowledge was blunted, we dumbed ourselves down, and we sold our souls to the company store and to Dr. Fauci and Joe Biden and these politicians that absolutely panicked. And this is what happens when you give up your liberties, you know, your common sense liberties, common sense out the door. And now we're controlled by Joe Biden, who can't even remember, you know, certain things. And he makes up stories. And here's a guy that is Liz Peek said twice he had failed presidential campaigns because the guy plagiarized and he lied and they caught him in it. And so what did you think? That all of a sudden 20 years later or 10 years later that somehow he got a case of honesty and now he's a legitimate candidate? And oh, my God, now he's the president of the United States? What did you expect Joe Biden to do and be? He's only Joe Biden, right?
Yeah, and people look at what Joe Biden's doing. They're like, what are you thinking with the gas prices? What are you thinking with cutting off our energy independence? What are you thinking? You're making the economy worse, and now you're getting all these, you know, Democrats voting in these primaries for Republican candidates where it looks like, okay, now we're probably going to get this huge red wave where now we're going to get all these Democrats voting Republican. which is good for us. But people look at things like inflation, like gas prices, and even if you go back to the Afghanistan pullout at the beginning of Biden's tenure, none of it makes sense if all we're paying attention to is the mainstream media, who just, they keep us trying to think in terms of left and right. And it's like, oh, Biden's just an idiot. He's just an idiot.
Right.
Well, maybe he is. Maybe he is. We'll grant that. But it's all by design. We need to stop thinking about the old paradigm of politics, because the Democrats of today are not the same as the Democrats of like a John F. Kennedy era, right? They're completely different. They're more leftist now. We need to start thinking in politics in terms of globalist versus nationalism. Everything Biden has done is a calculated move to decrease American independence and sovereignty. Why? Why do you want to decrease American independence and sovereignty when America's brought about the most good, besides, you know, Christ and the Lord and everything that Christianity's done? America's the next greatest thing. That's why we have the highest immigration rate. People vote with their feet that America is the greatest country in the world. Mm-hmm. Why do they want to squash that? Why squash that? Why not let America become even greater and let even
exactly
immigrants? And why? Why do they want to squash it? We gotta read Sun Tzu, Art of War. You gotta know your enemy. Who's our enemy? Enemy is the globalists. They want to squash American sovereignty because you can't have globalism, which is world control, which is their stated goal. Everybody from Larry Fink at BlackRock, JP Morgan pushing stakeholder capitalism, all of the politicians who are part of the World Economic Forum, young global leaders, this is not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact. They
exactly
have it in their writings. It's public right now. You can go online and read all the papers yourself. But that's why none of this makes sense. What Biden's doing, I don't get it. Why is he? It looks like he's destroying America. He's such an idiot. Maybe he is, but he's following the orders of the Great Reset. That's what's
exactly
happening here. We need a new paradigm for thinking.
Yeah, you got to know the Klaus Schwab's and Barack Obama calling Joe Biden every day saying, great job. Keep it up. Don't worry about what the media is saying. Don't worry about the people. You're right on track. You're an awesome president. You're the best president ever. I mean, they're building him up, Buttercup. But the thing is, like you and I talked about before, John, the question that people must ask is, does this enhance your liberty or does it limit? That is the qualifying question. And understand this. Where does your liberty come from? It does not come from Wall Street. It doesn't come from, you know, the Beltway. It doesn't come from Biden or any other president. It doesn't come from Donald Trump. Our liberties come from God. These are God-given liberties. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. It is what was enumerated quite clearly in our Declaration of Independence and our U.S. Constitution. But if you're ignorant of those documents, you don't understand it. And then you fall prey to this gaslighting and this word salad that they throw at you and using terms like stakeholder capitalism. And you say, oh, that really sounds all warm and fuzzy, until you realize that with it comes all these unintended consequences as you perceive it, but they knew all along they were putting you into a honeypot. You were getting trapped, and they were making you desperate to where you had no other choice but to go along with the Green Deal and go along with the World Economic Forum and their agenda.
It's a terrifyingly wonderful concept, what America is based on. It's literally based on an idea that we were endowed, that all people are endowed by their creator with inalienable rights, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's a
right
theological idea. America was the first and only country to do that. It's why we're so great. So everybody, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, should be for preserving American sovereignty and liberty instead of handing those over to these globalists like Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum.
See, but you can't relate to it if you're not connected to God, John. This is what our founding fathers understood. They knew that if you were going to serve, be servants of the people, that you had to be people of the Word of God. And unfortunately, our ruling class has turned their back on God Almighty, and this is the price that we're going to pay. And the American people need to wise up quickly. Again, ask yourself, are you more or less free? John Fleetwood, he's the managing editor for American Faith. Thank you, John.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An escaped Texas inmate has been killed in a shootout with police after allegedly killing a family of five in Centerville, Texas, between Dallas and Houston. The suspect was killed in Jordanton, Texas, a 45-minute drive south of San Antonio.
After a short chase and a crash, Gonzalo Lopez exited the Chevy Silverado with a firearm and engaged law enforcement officers who engaged back and ultimately killed Lopez.
Jason Clark with the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. 46-year-old Lopez escaped a prison transport bus last month. Walmart is opening four new distribution centers that will create 4,000 jobs. The retail giant says locations will be in Joliet, Illinois, McCordsville, Indiana, Lancaster, Texas, and Greencastle, Pennsylvania. They'll be ready to go within the next couple of years. The pay? Up to $28 an hour. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, each June, the United Nations recognizes World Oceans Day. And joining us today are conservationists Jan and Marsh Matari, who are here to celebrate oceans by sharing cool summer cocktail recipes and important information about saving the seas. Now, you may recognize Marsh as host of Food Network's Extreme Chef, and the Mataris are the founders of Gray Whale Gin. Jan and Marsh Matari, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, cheers. Good to be with you, Bill.
Thanks for having us, Bill.
Well, cheers back with you. I am excited about this. Hey, anything that has to do with preserving our oceans and a little beverage on the side as we look over the horizon and enjoy the sandy beaches, I'm all in.
That's exactly what inspired us to create this gin. So great.
Well, excellent. So tell us, why are you both passionate about ocean conservation?
Well, personally to us, it means a lot. Spending time outdoors in and around water is our happy place. Whether we're swimming or surfing or hiking with our daughters, that's really, you know, what inspires us to be ocean conservationists. And we wanted to create a product that brought people joy in the world, you know, as a gin, bringing people together, but also created positive impact with ocean conservation and really made our girls proud. We were on a camping trip with them in Big Sur, California, on that Pacific coastline, looking out at that gorgeous view, and we saw a gray whale and its calf on their migratory journey up and down the Pacific coast. And it was incredibly inspiring in that moment. That's really where Grey Whale Gin was born.
Yeah, look, if you actually look at the bottle, at the Grey Whale Gin bottle, it's this beautiful blue glass. It's almost like a sea glass looking bottle with a gorgeous white whale tail on the front of it. And what a lot of people miss is if you look right in that whale tail logo, you'll see the west coast of America right there. And that is actually the migratory path of this gorgeous creature. These California gray whales have their babies in Baja in a protected lagoon called Laguna de San Ignacio, and they migrate all the way to the Arctic, and for the rest of their life, they'll make that epic journey every single year, every November, December. They'll end up back in Baja. I guess they go to Baja every winter.
Exactly.
And then, so we made a gin to celebrate it because gin, and I don't know if you know this, Bill, but gin is just vodka with flavor, and that flavor comes from things called botanicals. The one botanical that has to be in all gin is something called juniper berries, and we get ours from Big Sur, but all the rest of the botanicals, the limes are from Temecula, the Sonoma fir trees, the Mendocino sea kelp, mint from Santa Cruz, and then beautiful almonds from the Central Valley. And we very proudly support ocean conservation through our support of Oceana and 1% of the planet.
Well, Jan, what inspiration you have, not only, you know, with this created gin and your business here, but observing the majesty of these incredible animals as they migrate to the south. And I'm glad that they stay there on the west coast as opposed to coming to Florida, because we've got a lot of problems down in Miami, and I don't want to expose them to that. Just kidding.
Our not-for-profit partner is actually working with your Bay Foundation down there to try and replant a lot of seagrass to get the manatees to keep coming back to Florida. Oh. So we're, you know, Oceana is not just the West Coast conservation company. They're actually global. They make legislative change. And through our partnership recently, we were able to ban something called drift gillnet fishing off the coast of California. Mm. But we're also working with the with them on the northern right whales. Those are the whales that go up and down your east coast. So it's near and dear to our heart.
Yeah, and Jan, there's lots of reasons to celebrate World Oceans Day, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, oceans mean so much to us. One, just what you talked about, the way that you feel when you're around the oceans. It's actually a scientific phenomenon that happens called the blue mind. And when you're around bodies of water, your cortisol levels drop, your serotonin goes up, you feel more creative, more joyful, more connected to the people around you and the planet. And I think we can all relate to that. And 70% of the world's oxygen comes from the ocean. It's not from rainforests, but a lot of people think it's from the ocean. So the oceans mean a lot to us, and we need to do what we can to protect it.
Well, Marsh, there's many ways to celebrate our oceans. Of course, it can start off with a nice hearty toast of gray whale gin, right?
Oh, yeah, it can. Look, of course, I love that. I think that's the right way to go. And actually, probably one of the easiest ways to go is to just go out and get yourself a bottle of gray whale and crack open a bottle and drink a. You know, I've got a great cocktail for you. It's called the Whale Hello There. This is just lemon juice, lime juice, and agave. And, of course, a little bit of gin. But half an ounce of fresh lemon, half an ounce of fresh lime, half an ounce of agave, 2 ounces of gray whale, put it in a cocktail shaker, shake it up, and you've got summer in a glass coming out the other end. It is spectacular. And, you know, World Oceans Day is June 8th. World Gin Day is June 11th. So what better thing to do than to crack open a bottle of Grey Whale Gin and enjoy a whale hello there? And, you know, or if you're more musically inclined, you could come along and join us on our Ocean Love campaign. We're actually taking on 1971 VW bus, and we're going to multiple music venues right across the country from California to Martha's Vineyard and everywhere in between. But if you go to greywhalegin.com, click on our Ocean Love campaign, little icon up in the top right, and you'll see all the stops we're going to make.
A national social media contest. Uh-huh. So it's easier for people to give back to the Oceana beyond cocktails. So for every person who posts to social media what they love about the ocean, it could be an image or a phrase or words, just what they love about it, and they hashtag it OceanLove2022, we'll make an additional donation to Oceana, and they'll be entered to win a luxury beach vacation.
Well, could you? Yeah. Jen, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just was so excited the way Marsh was declaring this and the toast and the recipe and everything. I mean, can you imagine a coast to coast? I mean, even though, you know, there's not ocean in between, but still, just in terms of unifying the people and the mindset about World Oceans Day, if we were all enjoined, over your special gray whale gin and do a special toast, you know, during this period of time as you take the campaign, the Ocean Love campaign from west to east.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's a very eloquent way to put it, Bill.
Well, I can only imagine what that would be like because this is what we're doing. I mean, more and more of us are becoming clearly aware of what we need to do to preserve our oceans. We see all the incredible amounts of plastic that are being drawn out and this sort of thing. And we are the stewards of these natural resources. And it's up to us to, you know, maintain the responsibility and the care for these great resources that are available to us. Jen, as we wrap things up, and Marsh, where can we go for more information?
Oh, you can find us at graywhalegin.com and also follow us on Instagram at gray, G-R-A with an A-Y, gin.com. And that's where you can find out more about our Ocean Love campaign.
Marsh, I know we're running out of time, but I'm going to give you the last word. Go ahead.
70% of breathable oxygen on planet Earth comes from our oceans. So if you care about breathing, you should support our oceans. Enough said. Go to graywhalegin.com.
Well, Jen and Marsh Markhtari, thank you so much for being with us, the ocean conservationists and founders of Gray Whale Gin. And you better believe I'm going to raise a glass and a toast to you and all your efforts here as we join together to save our natural resources. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'll tell you, you got to see these recipes. Oof, man, I'm raising glasses. There is some very delightful recipes there at their website. At least nine. Yeah, I'm counting nine. Nine options there that you will find at graywhalegin.com. And, of course, further information about the Ocean Love campaign there. All you got to do is click on the tab, hashtag Ocean Love 2022, and join in on the celebration, a celebration that is worthwhile. Thank you for listening. I'm Bill Martinez. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up after this.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Jeff Johnson is going to be joining us. Jeff is the issues analyst at Focus on the Family, and a topic that we need to talk about. This, of course, is the month that Pride Month and LGBT issues in general are going to be promoted throughout this country. And how do you address this with the kids? I mean, maybe in some cases you're not even aware, but it's being addressed in the classrooms by teachers that do not necessarily hold the same values as you do. And teachers now, then in some cases, I was reading where one teacher said that, I think it was some, a number was like 46% of her kids were, you know, anything other than male or female. They were in some transition or they were trans. And you go, wait, what is going on? You talk to the kids and they say, well, that's kind of like, you know, surfs up. It's the conventional thing to go along with right now. I mean, this is extremely dangerous, as to what is being done as a grand experiment at the expense of our kids. And Jeff Johnson is with us right now to talk about this, this difficult topic, a topic that, is not openly discussed, Jeff, because you're just afraid that, you know, we use the wrong pronoun or we're going to be misunderstood. And all we're trying to do is have an open forum to be able to talk about what is going on and how do we explain this to our kids in a way that's consistent with our Christian values, right?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on the broadcast. You're absolutely right. Christians, we have a message of hope. And we have a message of truth about how God designed us to be male and female in his image and what he created relationships for and marriage and family. And it's a positive, joyful message. And our hope is that parents, teach their children some of these basics about who God made us to be and what marriage is and create a foundation for their children to really understand relationships and sexuality and marriage and family in a healthy way. You're right. There is so much fear about this issue. I don't understand that. I guess partly that's because I've been open about my story about leaving homosexuality for the last 30 years now.
Right.
But it really is time for Christians to be courageous, to be wise. We have to be smart about how we talk about this. But Children are encountering this, as you said, in school. They're encountering it when you go out, you know, to visit your downtown area. It'll be there all month. And I was even looking at a schedule of Pride events in Florida. It's not just in June. They have events running January to November. And so it's not if your kids encounter this issue, it's when do they encounter it? And have you prepared them for this?
Right. I mean, every TV commercial that you see includes an LGBTQ, you know, component. And it's out there in such a way that they want to promote it as being normal, I guess, if that's the fair and the right word to use, that, you know, people shouldn't be, you know, so concerned about it. But, Jeff, see, you bring to the discussion such a valuable aspect because you've been there, done that. And only you know, and this is all a very personal, you know, experience, and that's like whether anything that we experience in life, anything that is against God's intent, people will tell you, okay, you know, I made that mistake, and here's what I endured. And fortunately, by God's grace, I was able to come out and, you know, come on the other side of it, so to speak, that I was able to overcome, let's put it in God's terms, that we're able to overcome this and be consistent with what God intended for our lives. And nobody can speak to this topic like you or others who have gone through this process. I mean, hey, there's other things, you know, I tell you that I could talk about because where I kicked against the goads of God's intent and his purpose in my life, you know, I paid a price, you know, and that's why, you know, I tell people it's kind of like defying the law of gravity. There are things that God has placed in the design, in the infrastructure of his creation that, like the law of gravity, if we respect it and appreciate what the law of gravity brings, then we benefit from it. If we abuse it, then we're going to pay the price. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, children thrive when they know where the boundaries are, when they know God's good intentions for them, that he loves them and this is the way he created them to be. And they also thrive when they understand that sin is destructive and damaging and disfiguring, and that God can help us stay away from that. And so we want to inculcate, first of all, basic Christian values into our children, teach them the truth about male and female, and that it's a good thing to be a boy, it's a good thing to be a girl, teach them the truth about God's design for marriage, and then teach them, yes, all of them are broken. All of us are broken. We all struggle with different things, including our sexuality. But Jesus is our advocate. God has made a way for us to move towards wholeness and life and obedience. And that's a good path. And I'm with you. I know many people who, have seen and experienced the destructiveness of sin. And we don't want people to go that direction. We want to point them towards a better way.
Right. Amen. And, you know, and you said this, and really, I think what we need to come down to is it is kind of a simple proposition. And what has happened is when you abandon the truth, and we see this time and again when we read the Word of God, especially in the book of Judges, you know, people start to see things according to their own eyes. When they start relying on themselves for their own truth and buy into what postmodernism has sold this big lie to, you know, to this current generation, that truth is relative, then we're on a slippery slope. Because this idea that your truth is your truth, my truth's my truth, and, you know, let's get along. But no, we're fooling ourselves. You know, there is absolute truth. And when you abandon absolute truth, then you get all these, crazy issues where even a Supreme Court judge can't even define what a woman is. This is how insane this culture has become. And it makes you wonder, Jeff, if we do not reapprehend the idea and the concept of truth, godly truth, what are we going to be like 20 years down the road?
Oh, you're right. I just watched Matt Walsh's documentary, What is a Woman? And I mean, that just strikes you immediately. The people he's asking that question of what is a woman, they say, well, it's however you, a person defines themselves. It's your truth. It's your reality. There's no bottom line concept of truth in their thinking. And Christianity offers that. It's interesting, too, that in Romans, where Paul describes that cycle of sin, like what you talked about in Judges, a couple of things, as well as giving up truth, people stop acknowledging God, they stop worshiping him, and they stop giving thanks. And you see that, I was talking to somebody about the LGBT movement. It's like every article I read about it says, yeah, this is going on, but we need more. They always want more. And there's this spirit of ingratitude. And I think it's really important for Christian parents to help inculcate into their children a spirit of gratitude where we're just thankful for all the good things God gives us. And that includes sexuality, marriage, relationship, children, life. Those are good things, and we want to be thankful for that. And part of the downward spiral is not being thankful.
Right. Well, and one of the things that came to light for me, Jeff, you know, several years ago, was that the LGBTQ community is limited. I mean, how do they reproduce? You know, they're really fighting an uphill battle here because, you know, there isn't a natural course of reproduction. So the only way that they can possibly enlarge their numbers is to do what they're doing now, and that is get into the classroom, groom the kids, confuse the kids, and teachers compliant with this. I mean, it is just unbelievable how our educational system has been hijacked and the damage that they're doing. And guess what? Nobody's going to be held accountable for this, Jeff. At the end of the day,
sure.
these kids are going to be, they're going to be damaged. And they're going to say, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you stop me from doing this? And meanwhile, you've got these kids that have been on hormone blockers. They may have even had operations. You know, you already have the reports of an increased number of suicides happening with teens that are all, you know, gender confused. And this is further confusing it. For what? For the LGBTQ community to, you know, get some honor and glory and somehow be able to parade down the streets of America and feel like they're, you know, they're justified and they're okay and normal?
The psychological damage that we're inflicting on these children through education, through the entertainment, through social media, it's just devastating. And when you have people that don't know who they are and aren't thankful for it, they're going to be filled with self-loathing and self-hatred and shame, and they're going to have covetousness. And we want to help our kids understand this is who you are. And part of what's tied into this, too, is this sort of collectivist ideology. It says, no, those aren't your children. They're ours. They're society's. And that's a false ideology, too. Children are for families, and God created the family to be the place where we lovingly raise and nurture children and where we don't confuse them with these kind of confusing sexual ideologies.
Exactly, and even Joe Biden recently echoed that the children belong to the schools. Boy, unbelievable how they try to erase and upend God's intent. Jeff Johnson from Focus on the Family.
Concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.